Good morning, firstly to Luka Modric, the 33-year-old war child who ended a decade of dominance by Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo in the Ballon d'Or. But the Croatian's win was overshadowed when the inaugural winner of the Women's Award, Ada Hegerberg, was asked to twerk live on stage by host DJ Martin Slovig. So no good morning for him for the rest of the year. It is 4th December 2018 and Prime Minister Modi was attacking Nehru, who died in 1964, for the farm crisis in 2018, saying Nehru wore rose, understood about gardens, but not about farmers. Hence, Nehru did not do anything for the farmers. The Telegraph has summed it up quite brilliantly today. They say, the legacy of the Prime Minister who built the temples of modern India has been buried in a rose garden by the Prime Minister who is part of the system that built temple politics. Well, Bakra Dam was built by Veer Savarkar and Deen Dayal Upadhyay, and everything can wait but not agriculture was said by them as well. It wasn't actually, all of it was Nehru. So let's blame Nehru for the plight of the farmer Rajendra Bawake from Maharashtra, who was driven to despair by being offered a meager 20 paise per kilogram for his brinjal production. So he destroyed the entire plantation on his land to save himself from incurring further losses. The farmer claimed he earned only rupees 65,000 after investing rupees 2 lakh and putting in all his energy to cultivate the brinjal crop. As winter crawls in, human need to keep itself warm is but natural. But some politicians stoke fire, base his identity, class, caste, religion, and of course when the winter of their existence nears. Before we jump across to the fire-making machinery, let's get the real-life fire out of the way. And the authorities actually did. A major fire that engulfed a forested area spread over 4 kilometers near the RA colony in suburban Goregaon in Mumbai was doused after an all-night operation. Well, all fires can be doused if authorities take charge, unless the authorities are the ones spreading the fire. Well, in case you missed it, because the Times of the World have decided to give it a skip, Maharashtra police are checking the veracity of a video clip that shows a woman purportedly resembling the deputy superintendent of police, describing how she beats Dalits and Muslims and frames them in false cases. The woman is seen speaking to a group arrested under the Act to prevent atrocities on SCs and STs, and she says, and we quote, "You have only been slapped 4 to 5 times. You don't know how we beat up Dalits." She says, quote, "I tie their hands and legs and beat them up. We take out all the anger against the Atrocity Act." Unquote. The Act was at the center of a storm after the Supreme Court had diluted the arrest provision, which was restored by Parliament in August. In the tape, the voice tells the accused, "Had I supported you, others would have objected." Police in Maharashtra's Bid, where an officer resembling the woman works, said they were checking if the clip had been tampered with. So pardon me. Pardon me if I have huge suspicion when any cop who does not toe the line of the government is suddenly killed by a mob. In 2015, Inspector Subodh Kumar Singh, whose family stays in Noida, was the investigating officer in the dreadful killing of Mohammad Akhla in Dadri by a mob over suspicion of cow slaughter and consumption of its meat. Inspector Subodh was instrumental in getting the samples to the lab on time. Trouble began yesterday morning when carcasses were found and activists of a Hindu right-wing organization alleged that people of a community were indulging in cow slaughter. They don't have to say community, they can just say that the Muslims were indulging in cow slaughter. Angry villagers and the activists gathered up the carcasses in a tractor trolley and then tried to block the road. And several police officers present at the spot later told News 18 that Singh could have been saved, but the mob did not let him be taken to the hospital. Additional Director General of Meerut Zone, Prashad Kumar, said the protesters saw Mahau village and nearby areas pelted stones on the police and indulged in arson, setting ablaze several vehicles after some body parts of cows were found in a jungle near the village, prompting the police to open fire. But police say there was firing by miscreants also during the clashes. One of these bullets has actually lodged itself in Subodh Kumar Singh's head and killed him. And then the multi-named Yogi, the CM of UP, has the temerity to go around talking about law and order situation in other states, stoking religious hate and bigotry. And since I've already named the deadly predator amongst us, our next bit of information is about another deadly predator which ideally should not be around us but still has been found. The netting of a dead carnivorous fish native to North America in Pavna Dam near Pune has put the state fisheries department on high alert, as its presence could adversely affect the biodiversity of the water body. Officials identified the fish caught in Pavna Dam about 17 centimeters in length and weighing about 2.5 kg as the alligator gar, which is called so due to its resemblance to the American alligator, particularly the broad snout and long sharp teeth. And from alligator gar being found in Lake Pavna, we head to yellow vest found in Paris, who are giving the French President Macron a lot of trouble. Nicknamed for the safety vest worn by protesters, the Yellow Vest movement has sparked a political crisis for the French government. 3 weeks of Yellow Vest protests have hit the French economy hard, with trade in shops, hotels and restaurants falling significantly. That's according to the finance minister Bruno Le Maire. While not providing a precise breakdown, Le Maire said small retailers had seen a fall in revenue of between 20 and 40%, and the hotel industry was seeing reservations down to 15 to 25%. Well, these are government figures, so expect these to be higher by at least 25 to 30%. And while the not-so-new French president may find an exit, we head to the newest president on the block, the president of Mexico. His first day in office, and what did he do? Well, he took arms against its security forces. New Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has signed a decree to open a truth commission to investigate the disappearance of 43 students. The student teachers were kidnapped from the town of Iguala in 2014 and subsequently killed, allegedly, by members of the security forces. And before we leave you for the day, we cannot and will not leave without a Trumpian tale. Trump, who was supposed to remain on stage for the group photo with the G20 leaders, shook hands with his Argentine counterpart Mauricio Macri and walked off the stage, leaving him alone there. Macri indicated Trump to come back without any success. Trump was then chased by an aide and was overheard saying, "Get me out of here." That's all for today. We will also get out of your ears and wish you a productive, healthy and hydrated day ahead. Thank you for listening in and goodbye from takeapart.in.